Hi, everyone. It's Sunia, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I have a word that we have read so often in my house, but this time reading it, it's really struck me in such a deeper way. It comes from John chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, and it says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or husband's will, but born of God." This verse is speaking about how when Jesus came into the world, he went to the Jewish people first, but he didn't look the way that they wanted him to look, and he didn't act the way that they had decided that the Messiah would act, and so they rejected him. So in that rejection, it opened up a door for the Gentiles. And so Jesus went to the Gentiles and offered salvation to those that were not his, which is us. It really had me thinking about God's promises and how he's faithful. You know, I'm always trying to instill in my children to hold on to the things that God has spoken into their lives, hold on to the word that they have learned, hold on to the things that they have read about who God is, because he's faithful and he's true and he never ever breaks his promise. And I just really want my children to build a relationship with God now while they're young, so that they don't have any preconceived notions of who God is, but that they would know him now, that they would be building that relationship with him now. It's funny because little kids, sometimes as free thinking as they are, some things can be so rigid. And I was reminded of when my kids learned money. If they wanted a dollar and I gave them four quarters, that was not a dollar. They needed a bill in order for it to be a dollar. And over time, they had to learn that money comes in all different forms. It's not always just a dollar. And it's the same for God. He comes in the way that he desires. It's not our own way, or it's not our own desire for him to look the way that we want him to look. But he comes as he is. He says that he is I am. And so he comes however he desires to come, and not the way that we think or we feel that he should come. And I just want my children to learn to build a relationship with God, to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, and to learn to move with God the way that God calls us to, so that they would recognize God wherever he is or whatever is happening in their lives, that they would recognize him. A lot of times for the kids, they'll have quiet time. Sometimes it's before bed, sometimes it's in the middle of the day. And what they do is they just spend a little bit of time quiet, listening to maybe what God has to say. Maybe God has a word for them, or drawing a picture, or just really practicing and learning how to listen for the Holy Spirit, learning how to build that relationship with God now. My prayer is that my children would begin to build that relationship even more and go deeper with that relationship, and to hold on to everything that God has spoken into their lives, because he's faithful, and if he's spoken it, he will do it. So would you just join me today in praying for the children, that they would learn to build that relationship with God, trusting him and knowing that the words that he speaks to them, the things that are in his word, it may not happen when they want it to happen. It may not look the way that they want it to look, but God will do it in his time the way that he wants to. Lord, we thank you so much for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises, Lord. We thank you that you have given us this word, Lord God, for us to grow and to learn to know you more and to come to learn about who you are, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that our children would learn to build that relationship with you, to really cultivate that relationship, Lord, so that whenever you come, wherever you may be, however you choose to show up, that they would recognize you, Lord, that you would never be unrecognizable to them, because they know you, because they have put getting to know you and listening for you into practice, Lord. Lord, we just pray this day that these children, Lord God, would take the words that you have spoken into their heart, Lord God, that they would hold on to them, Lord God, that they wouldn't let those words go, Lord God, but that they would trust and know that you are faithful. And if you speak a word into their heart, Lord, you will do it. If you speak a word into their heart, it will be fulfilled because you are faithful. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for the love that you have for your children, Lord God. And we just pray that that love would grow, Lord God, and be nurtured, even in their old age. Amen. And so that's the prayer this day, that our children would build a relationship with God, that they wouldn't have any preconceived notions of who God is, and that they would recognize him wherever he is or wherever he shows up in their lives. I pray you guys have a wonderful week, and God bless. I'll speak to you soon.